Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
U.S. News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Elsa killed one person in Florida after making landfall in the state Wednesday. Elsa has weakened over Georgia with 45-mile-an-hour winds now. Tropical storm warnings are in effect Thursday from Little River Inlet, South Carolina, to Great Egg Inlet in New Jersey. The search operation at the Surfside condominium collapse in North Miami is shifting from rescue to recovery. As hopes of finding survivors faded, Miami-Dade Mayor Danielle Levine Cava said Wednesday. Japan's government is set to declare a state of emergency for Tokyo due to a COVID-19 spike. The government will decide after talks with International Olympic Committee officials later Thursday whether to ban all spectators, which medical experts say would help slow the virus spread.
Lightning strikes twice!
Tampa Bay Lightning win Game 5 and the Stanley Cup, as seen on NBC. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Four mercenaries suspected of assassinating Haitian President Jovenel Moïse were killed by police on Wednesday night, and two others were arrested in a tense gun battle. Moïse was killed in a gun attack at his home outside Port-au-Prince around 1 a.m. Wednesday. First Lady Martine Moïse was flown to Miami for treatment in critical but stable condition. President Trump has thrown the gauntlet towards social media. Tim Berg explains.
Former President Donald Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google over his account suspensions. Speaking in New Jersey, Trump saying big tech has become enforcers of unconstitutional censorship.
It's a flagrant violation of the Constitution going on before our very eyes. And I hate to say this, but they do it with the Supreme Court, too. They play the refs.
Trump also says he's demanding the end of shadow banning, a practice where an online community blocks a user's comments or restricts their visibility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Mexican officials have contacted lawmakers in Washington to lift travel restrictions between the two countries, saying there is no longer a need for the restrictions. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council on Fox News, says the Biden administration is the cause of the crisis and removing Title 42 would be disastrous.
Well, the first thing that we have to understand is the Biden administration, they know that they are the cause of the current border crisis. They won't publicly admit it, but they know that their actions have caused the unprecedented surge that we're seeing right now. So if they were to end Title 42, they also recognize that that will encourage more people to cross our borders illegally, and that will strain our resources even further, the resources that we just don't have right now to properly protect our border. They want to open up the ports of entry to non-essential travel, but if they were to do that, they're just going to invite more illegal immigration to take place. We want to do the best job that we possibly can. We know that we can patrol the border, but we have to have the policies that are going to allow us to properly go after the criminal cartels, to go after the organizations that are bringing so many people into the United States, and we just don't have the resources businesses right now. When you start a shift with 40% of your personnel already in processing, and then by the end of the shift, you've got 50% of your personnel in processing, we just don't have enough people on the border to actually go after the criminal cartels and to cut into the human trafficking that is taking place.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Paul Kengor will be joining us in just a moment. He's the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. So much to talk about. We got the church. A big question that I have is, where's Donald Trump? And what's happening, you know, with the church's position, which was a bit shocking. They took this very Weasley position on the Holy Eucharist and said that it doesn't matter that we have elected officials who support abortion anymore, that are a contradiction to the doctrine of the church, that it's okay for them to receive Holy Communion. Well, Dr. Paul Kengor joins us now. Hey, Paul, how are we doing?
Good, Bill. Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. My first question that I have for you is, where's Donald Trump? And I asked this question relative to his 200-plus people who believed in him, voted for him, came out to the Capitol to hear him speak and support, conservative values, to support a free and fair election. Many of them are in jail, some in solitary confinement. Some haven't even been, even been given any kind of, I don't know, they haven't been indicted or properly, checked in. They're just there in kind of a holding cell, and this has been going on for weeks, if not months. And my question is, where's Donald Trump on this? I haven't heard him say one thing.
Well, yeah, it's quite literally a holding cell, right? And some of them in really nasty conditions. I would ask, where's the ACLU? Right?
Exactly.
Where's Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International? And of course, we know the answer is that, these people are Trump supporters, or at least perceived to be Trump supporters, and so liberals don't care about them. They literally throw them in jail and toss away the key. And I talked to somebody, a friend of mine, an academic, but a fellow professor, and he just barked at me. He said, they should all be in jail, and they shouldn't be allowed out, right? Seriously,
this comes from an academic that just says they shouldn't come out. That's really, I mean, like, we don't live in the United States of America anymore. What kind of academic
is
this guy?
I'll make it worse. He's a lifelong Republican, and he's a never-Trumper, and he became so outraged at Trump, like a lot of it, and this is really true Trump derangement syndrome, right?
Yes.
That they're at the point, and he's a Christian as well, and I said, that's not right. I mean, these people, most of them haven't even had trials, fair trials.
Yeah, there's no due process.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I mean, you just can't do that to people. I mean, where's your compassion? Where's your decency here? But they've have ratcheted themselves up into such a hatred. Again, they're always accusing everyone else of hatred. You know, finding a way to convince themselves in the words of some of these people. I wrote a long piece on this for American Spectator, January or February, quoting a whole bunch of even members of Congress, Charlie Schumer types and others, comparing this to Pearl Harbor, to calling it another 9/11, comparing the people on January 6th to Al-Qaeda. And when you start doing that to yourself, right? Of course, then again, that being said, you know, they were more kind to terrorists at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo than they were 8 months
earlier with Black Lives Matter, you know, attacking D.C. And let me tell you, if BLM would have been there in numbers in the Capitol, the statues would have fallen down. There would have been damage that would have been, you know, beyond our imagination. There was no damage other than, I think, one window got broken. Yes, Ashley Babbitt was shot. We still don't know who shot her. You know, you've got this military veteran who is there to, you know, take a stand, you know, for our, you know, our civil rights. And, you know, and she's shot, she's killed. And it's just like, okay, we'll just make that go away because this attitude, well, they deserved it. You know, give me a break. But yet, I guess Black Lives Matter and Antifa 8 months earlier didn't deserve anything. So they went in and out of jail. That thing just went away like it was some sort of, you know, mostly peaceful, in their words, mostly, you know, peaceful riot, I guess, is the interesting term.
Those protesters, they are freedom fighters, right? They're fighters justice. And, you know, they represent the wondrous 1619 Project, which, as we know, America wasn't actually founded in 1776, right, Bill? It was founded in 1619 when the first slaves came over. And, you know, so America isn't defined by 1776, which made possible Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and the Civil War. 600,000 people died. Thomas Sowell says it best. He said, what's so remarkable about America is not that we had slavery, because, you know, every continent has, right?
But
this nation abolished it and fought a civil war, lost 600,000 people. We lost more people in our civil war than in all of our other wars combined, including World War One, World War Two, and that was to fulfill the promise of 1776, right? That's lost.
As documented in our Constitution, Paul. I mean, all men are created equal. And so I'm sure during that period of time as slavery is going, they're going, you know, there are probably some smart enough black people around going, well, what about us? And it took time, and it took a civil war. It took an assassination of a president. It took the Emancipation Proclamation, which sadly today, over 120 years later, Paul, we've got elected officials in Congress that still didn't get the message of the Emancipation Proclamation when you heard what they tweeted out over the 4th of July weekend. It was disgusting.
Well, and there were founders. And see, this is so frustrating. This is like communism. We've been trying to teach this stuff for decades, and the universities have failed to taught it. And now we're seeing the product of that. And one of the things that, you know, I've tried to teach in my classes and others, and, you know, the few conservative professors out there have tried to teach. Tom West wrote a great book in the 90s called Vindicating the Founders. The founders, the guys that did 1776 and the Declaration, went on to do the Constitution. They're a bunch of hypocrites. Jefferson, Washington, and a lot of these guys who owned slaves, they knew it was wrong. They knew it was wrong. They said it was wrong, but they knew that they couldn't end slavery in 1776 and get the Declaration of Independence passed. They couldn't get in 1776 the abolition of slavery. You wouldn't have had successful independence from Britain, 13-0 vote by all the colonists. You wouldn't have had any of the southern states would have come along if you would have tried to eliminate slavery in that document. So what they put in place were the foundational principles to declare that all men are created equal, and then that issue would have to be pushed down the road. You couldn't get it done at that point. But this under understanding that wasn't made for black people, it wasn't made for all Americans. It was made for them. But politically, they couldn't get it done at that time. And this stuff hasn't been taught. And so today, you've got a bunch of ignoramuses, including in places like the New York Times, who don't even understand this stuff.
Yeah. Well, they don't want to because they're so ideologically fixed that they have a predetermined outcome out of this. And it's not one for wholeness. It's not one to consider that which is good for all concerned. Let's just, inflame people. Let's have people at each other's throat for what? Because Maxine Waters and the Bushes, they get rewarded for this kind of dialect. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally in the languages people were born to speak. In August 1946, the inaugural Gospel Tide Hour broadcast was aired locally in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. By 1978, the program had grown and started broadcasting across southern Africa. And now, after 75 years, the Tide Ministry reaches millions of people globally with the life-changing gospel message. Celebrating our 75th year as our diamond anniversary, we're looking ahead with a diamond vision for the next 75 years. The word diamond is derived from adamas, which means enduring or invincible. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, love endures all things. Christ's love certainly does endure. And as the Tide Ministry and our partners share His love across the world, lives are being transformed and given enduring hope. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision and how you can help us tell even more people about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Freshen and independent we are. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Dr. Paul Kengor, the professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. Just to put a wrap on what we were talking earlier, Paul, asking where's Donald Trump, I know that it's very difficult, and it would be, for Donald Trump to come out and just say, look, it, we know that the elections were fraudulent. We know what's happening at the border. I think that he could very well just say, look, just like everything else that our administration accomplished, it started out with suspicion. We suspected that an open border was a problem. And so we acted on that suspicion and we got resolution. We suspected that if we did agree and sign that agreement for the XL pipeline, it would lead to energy independence. And what happened? We got that. We had suspicions that this dossier that was presented by Hillary Clinton was totally fraudulent. It cost the American people over $70 million, and we were proven right. We had suspicions that the Wuhan laboratory was the source of the China virus, and we followed those suspicions, and look at what we've discovered. We're more right. So forgive us for having suspicions that have led to enlightening the people. And I believe that he needs to be prepared to fall on his sword based on suspicions and based on his proven track record. And it would go a long way to his leadership and his credibility, regardless of having any kind of cooperation from Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah. So do you mean in regard to January 6th in particular?
And also in regard to January 6th, the whole enchilada. We had suspicions. Here's the suspicions
I do
that
wonder,
we had. Right.
I got to tell you about that. I do wonder if on January 6th, he's probably better off not saying anything, because the more that it's tied to him, it just makes these really deranged Democrats want to put these people in jail for 100 years, you know.
Well,
and it's kind of so it is. But it's interesting. He has been very quiet, and I hadn't heard anything from him at all in few days.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wonder. Yeah, I wonder. I do wonder what he's up to. Right. What mm-hmm. he's planning. It looks like right now he is part of this major lawsuit against, and so in a sense here, Bill, he's really zeroed in on, I think in some ways, the biggest problem of America, which is the big tech oligarchs
mm-hmm.
and the information that they can control, that they can allow you to see, that they can allow you to not see, what comes into my 9-10-year-old's feed every day,
mm-hmm. right.
news alerts and what doesn't, and what they suppress and what they don't suppress. So that really is a major battle mm-hmm. worth fighting. And he's got legal grounds to be able to fight it.
And he's got to be willing to fall on his sword on this, Paul. And of course it's easy for me to say, oh, fall on your sword. I mean, but here, what do you got to lose? And yes, you're strategic in picking your battles, but,
right.
boy, you got 75 million people who voted for you and supported you. And these, couple hundred people that are incarcerated now and as political prisoners in the United States of America, go figure, they represent the rest of us. It's not just them. And forget about us just saying, very casually they're being unfairly treated. Paul, could you imagine being held in solitary confinement for months? I mean, we would be bananas. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, and this is how so-called compassionate liberals are. I mean, the Derek Chauvin mm-hmm. verdict was, 22 years in prison, right?
Yes,
And leftists were enraged. Mm-hmm. They want the guy in prison for life, Bill.
Yes.
I'm looking for the tweet for someone to call for his execution. And the guy was convicted on all three counts, but none of them. I think even most liberals would say that he didn't intentionally kill George Floyd, but mm-hmm. was in some way right, like criminally negligent. Shouldn't have, now or whatever, but 22 years in prison for a police officer, for not perhaps intentionally, right, trying to directly kill somebody. That's a heck of a sentence.
Yes,
I mean,
without a doubt.
This deal. Mm-hmm. 22 years in jail. And mm-hmm. I know some people might be, well, there's so-and-so, this young black man who did this and smoked marijuana and he's in there for 40 years. Okay, all right, that's unjust. But mm-hmm. but think about what you're calling for. Put yourself, imagine, okay, Imagine this is your kid, right? Imagine this is your child. Imagine this is your father. You know, where is your humanity, right?
Exactly.
22 years is quite, and he's a cop. You know how he's going to get treated in jail?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Do you want him in a cell, in a hole in the ground? I mean, how about putting him in Gitmo or Guantanamo?
Yeah.
They'd probably love that, right? it's just amazing the kind of viciousness that you will get from people based on their ideology.
Oh, of course,
and
then
that way.
No, and then what's happening now? They're going, hey, we need the police, we need you back. You know, come back. We want to rehire you. We want to refund police.
Right,
and they're
right.
going, I don't think so. You know, I'm happy. I'm happy to be a greeter at Walmart. You know, I can still hold on to my pension. Paul, I want to talk. We got about 4 minutes left, but I did want to talk about your article about who speaks for the church. We mentioned this briefly. I mean, this is unbelievable that the bishops are kowtowing to 60 Catholic Democrats.
Well, I don't know if they will, but I think the most egregious example I've seen so far is Congressman Ted Lieu from California.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he put out a tweet. He said, I'm Catholic. I support abortion. I support same-sex marriage. I support, and he goes on, lists all this different stuff. And he said, and then he wrote at the bottom, Bill, I dare you to deny me communion.
Mm-hmm.
I dare you. I mean, could you imagine that kind of arrogance, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of, every time I approach the communion rail every Sunday, I think myself unworthy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just for whatever thoughts I might have had during the week, right? Whatever impurities might have led it. And I don't support abortion and this other stuff. But imagine somebody, I mean, a Protestant friend of mine said that this letter from Catholic Democrats, that statement from Lieu, the statement by Congressman Tim Kaine, by Nancy Pelosi, who said, I will be my own judge of whether or not I receive communion. A Protestant friend of mine said, this is like a giant middle finger to the bishops.
It's the giant middle finger to God. Forget the bishops.
That, yeah,
this is God. You think you're going to be the judge yourself? That's not what God said. That
right.
you know
yeah.
you, right now in the here and now. Yeah, okay. You're going to judge yourself, and guess what? You're going to be judged based on the measure of which you used. Heaven
ultimately
help you
in the end. Yeah.
Heaven help
right.
you. Right.
Yeah, and even liberal bishops like Blaise Supich and McElroy from San Diego, Stowe from Lexington, they had to have looked at some of these statements and thought, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, exactly.
We're trying to cover for you here. And,
right.
You know, Lieu, you put out a statement like this. Do you know what? You know, you're challenging us. You're going to force us to grow a spine here, right? This is stupid. PR-wise, it's stupid. But you're right. I mean, they're going to be – they might be able to go into some liberal parish and find some spineless liberal priest who will give them communion despite canon law and everything else. But in the end, that's judgment that they're going to have to face God for. And by the way, that liberal priest is going to give them a pass.
Yeah.
He's accountable for that, too.
Well, the bishop there in D.C. did he not say that he would not resist giving communion to Joe Biden?
Yeah, Bishop Wilton Gregory, who's another elevated Pope Francis bishop, and Francis, who's actually been good on the abortion issue, but this is part of the whole Francis insanity, right? He's comfortable with liberals and left wingers and progressives and any kind of other cardinal he considers like a right winger. So he appoints people like Supich and Gregory and these others, and these guys are doing exactly what you would expect. That's the sort of maddening Pope Francis. One hand, he says having an abortion is like hiring a hitman, and then on the other, he appoints bishops that that turn and look the other way at pro-choice Catholic politicians.
I'll tell you, I was raised by nuns, Paul, and I got to tell you, their heads would be exploding all over the front pew of the church. How dare you? How dare you denigrate the Holy Eucharist?
That's right.
And this is what these Catholics are doing. You need to get your act straightened out here. Heaven help you. I pray for you. Because the Holy Eucharist is not something that you come in and you're just having, you know, a drink of grape juice and, you know, holy hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Boy, you desecrate the whole process to your own
your own business
evil way. Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical Storm Elsa killed one person in Florida after making landfall in the state Wednesday. Elsa has weakened over Georgia with 45-mile-an-hour winds now. Tropical storm warnings are in effect Thursday from Little River Inlet, South Carolina, to Great Egg Inlet in New Jersey. The search operation at the Surfside condominium collapse in North Miami is shifting from rescue to recovery. As hopes of finding survivors faded, Miami-Dade Mayor Danielle Levine Cava said Wednesday. Japan's government is set to declare a state of emergency for Tokyo due to a COVID-19 spike. The government will decide after talks with International Olympic Committee officials later Thursday whether to ban all spectators, which medical experts say would help slow the virus spread.
Lightning strikes twice!
Tampa Bay Lightning win Game 5 and the Stanley Cup, as seen on NBC. We are USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and you made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I apologize, JF. I got a little tongue-tied there at the end to kind of wrap up that segment. The thing is, the takeaway of what's happening here with Catholics, elected officials, these are leaders. These are people who lead the way. And we need to be careful who we follow and how we're influenced to think that we can denigrate the holiness of the Eucharist to this manner. And it is a denigration of it. How dare we? And what will happen is these very people are judging themselves. You do not want to get in that line. And, if you want to be an active Catholic, a committed Catholic, then you need to follow the doctrines of the Catholic Church. Abortion is just one. There's other things, too, that are involved. Look, we're all sinners saved by grace. Nobody's claiming perfection here. But to make the statement like Lou made, even the president, Nancy Pelosi, others, this is a bad example. It sets a bad example for the rest of Catholics, young Catholics who are growing up to think, oh, it's okay that somehow God is going to grade on the curve. And I will remind you in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says clearly, because sin is not paid for immediately, it becomes complicated. It's that little bit of leaven that in the Old Testament that the Jewish priests would talk about that infiltrates and makes impure the rest of the batch. And so we need to be careful.
and with the statement. And it's not that I'm threatened by the conversation. We need to have it. At least now it's out in front in everybody's face. But you got to imagine if somebody says, I dare you to not serve me communion. Wow. You know, heaven help you with that kind of attitude and what you are saying to your children and how you're disrespecting the Holy Eucharist. That's all I've got to say about that. So anyway, with us right now is Reggie Littlejohn. She has been with us before, and it's good to have her back. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. She's a China expert. And what is happening with these vaccine passports is much more pernicious than you realize. Are these vaccine passports, the question is this going to become the gateway to mass surveillance? Reggie, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me back, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, boy, this encroaching totalitarianism in our land, it abounds. And it seems like we're hard-pressed. I mean, we're winning some battles, and I give credit. I got to tell you, Reggie, I give credit to the mama bears who are going out into these school districts and these boardrooms, these school district board offices, and saying, look, it, you're not going to shove critical race theory on my kid. And they're booting them out, they're voting them out, and taking over. And this is how we, the people, can react. But this is just one of many battles in our land, because progressives and the radical left feel like they have a runway and nonstop runway to unveil this totalitarianistic perspective and control in our country.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is that something people don't realize is that these vaccine passports could be a horrific, horrifically powerful tool in the wrong hands. So I just want to say this. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I have been vaccinated against so many things because I've traveled extensively. Mm-hmm. And so this also is an issue about which the left and the right should be able to agree, because one of the main spokespeople against vaccine passports is a woman named Naomi Wolf, who served in the Clinton administration and is a self-identified person on the left. But she's concerned about what she calls fascism. And that the encroachment of fascism under the Democratic Party. I mean, she also was critical of the Trump administration. But people need to understand that the difference between a vaccine and a vaccine passport. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago who's a really brilliant surgeon. He's like an osteopathic surgeon, highly educated man. And I said to him, so what do you think of the vaccine passport? And he said, well, I've been vaccinated. My whole family's been vaccinated. And I said, well, I'm not talking about the vaccine. I'm talking about vaccine passport. And he looked at me with this blank stare and said, I don't know. Please tell me. So that was the beginning of a long conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I think, in a free country, you have every right to be vaccinated or rejected. I mean, we are free people. And you have the president all but giving approval of having some sort of Gestapo come to your house with a needle. Knock, knock, knock. Here comes the needle. And we're here to vaccinate your entire family or else, so to speak. You know, this is quite threatening. And this is totalitarianistic on its face. And, and there's no consideration about people who have already had COVID. I've had COVID. I've gone through a battery of tests. The doctors have ensured that I have antibodies that are even stronger than that which I would have gotten with the vaccine. Now, some of the CDC talking heads are now starting to, question, that bit of advice that everyday doctors, my own personal doctor, has said the same thing. And they're getting in front of it, trying to block that and saying, OK, even if you've had COVID, there's no guarantee. We don't know how long that'll last. OK, we don't know a lot of things, even about the vaccine itself. But we do know that if you've had the disease, if you've had the virus, then you do have immunities. And to me, you should be calculated in that overall, gross number of immune citizens in our country who make up that herd immunity.
Oh, I completely agree with that. I've had COVID and my husband has had it. And we basically flew through it. It was like a cold. okay, yes. But we lost our sense of smell, and it took a long time. I don't know if my sense of smell has completely returned yet. Mm-hmm. But we know we've had it. We had positive test results, and we're immune. So in Europe, it's interesting because they have these vaccine passports in Europe, and they count if you've had COVID as that you can travel. So that Europe is more liberal on that than the United States. But I want to talk about these passports and the danger of them, okay?
I do, and I appreciate you letting me address this other issue because it's a question that keeps coming up, and it's not being addressed. And then how do we, because I'm due to travel in August, and I'm going to Hawaii, which last time I was blocked because even though I wasn't active with the virus, the PCR test still shows the shadow of it, so I wasn't allowed on the plane. And so, this is happening. And of course, there's a lot of power given to these people who are managing the passports and the gateway to travel and other accesses that we would normally have without any problem. Now, go ahead and talk about the vaccine passports.
Okay, so the vaccine passport is not like the yellow vaccination card that's handwritten that we're all used to, that we have to present when we travel, for example, to countries in Asia or Africa or other places, that you're required to show that you've been vaccinated and you have this yellow card that's handwritten that has your vaccination record on it. What I'm talking about is a digital passport on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the danger of this digital passport on your phone is that it uses the same platform as the China social credit system. And that's why I'm involved with this, because I'm a China, I'm a China hand, right? So this is the connection that brings me in. So what is the China social credit system? The China social credit system is the Chinese Communist Party tracks on people's phones their medical history, their social media posts, their bank accounts, credit cards, shopping history, internet search history, their residence, their place of employment, their criminal history, their facial recognition, their network of relationships, their religious activities, and their participation in what they call Xi Jinping thought, which is a brainwashing program that people are required to watch. Some people are required to watch. Okay, so when you get all that together, you get a score. And the score is, if you have a high score, like, if you listen to Xi Jinping thought and you've never post anything against the government and you pay your bills on time, whatever, you can travel, you can borrow money and buy a home, you can send your kids to a good school. If you get a low score, you can't do those things. If you get a very low score, like if you've posted things online that are critical of the government, because they live in a cashless society, they can just shut down your bank account or shut down your credit cards, and you have no ability to buy food or anything else. And if you have a very low score, because they have...
Reggie, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. plans today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. When you speak, I found the sound of peace, be still. The wind and the waves bow to your will. You drown my fear with a love more real than anything, anything I feel. When you speak.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Reggie Littlejohn. She is the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers and a China expert. And the question before us is, can we stop the encroaching totalitarianism in our land? Are vaccine passports the gateway to mass surveillance? And as Reggie was breaking it down and revealing more and more information to us, Reggie, this is quite pernicious what is being brought in. And again, like so much that has to do with COVID, the controlling bureaucracy and government is using every measure it can to put its thumb on the very necks of its American citizens.
Well, yeah, so this is the thing that people need to understand, that the vaccine passport uses the same platform as the China social credit system. And I just described that system. So what I'm saying is it can start out as just this little app on your phone that says whether you're vaccinated or not. But within a matter of minutes or hours, all this other functionality can be attached to it. And I've got two experts that know. So there's Naomi Wolf is one, and then there's a man named Jay Ballantyne, who he designed the fraud detection software for eBay. He knows what he's talking about. And both of them have said, look, it would be so easy to just connect all the rest of this stuff together on your phone, and it would be the same as a vaccine passport. And that what that means is that your phone is going to be tracking, you know, whether or not you're vaccinated, your entire medical history, your social media posts, your internet search history, your shopping history, your facial recognition, your geolocation, and it could be used to just silence people. Okay, because like in China, if you're a dissident, if you have had the courage to stand up to the Chinese Communist Party. It's very easy for them to disappear you because you are geolocated at all times.
Exactly.
And you can find anyone in China within a matter of minutes. We don't want this on our phones in America.
Without a doubt. Well, and look at, can you imagine what the NSA would do with this? I mean, the NSA right now, with the power and impunity in which they're able to act, I mean, Tucker Carlson for the last couple of nights has been reporting, and well, actually, last couple of nights and last week as well, reporting on how they've been, you know, capturing his emails. And they found out that he put an inquiry to try to set up an interview with Putin. And because of that, all of a sudden, the flags went up and people, he got unmasked. And they've been tracking him. And, of course, they've been doing this with media types and, dare I say, more conservative in orientation than liberals.
It just, it's whoever's in power, you know. Mm-hmm. And right now, you know, the left is in power, and so they're going to be tracking people on the right. But, you know, these vaccine passports, as Jay Valentine, he wrote a piece for us called Vaccine Passport, the First Step Towards a National Enemies Register, right? Because because if you do something that they don't like, for example, if you try to interview Putin, or even if you say something against the vaccine, okay,
yes.
Not even the vaccine passport, but the vaccine itself, or if you challenge any one of these things, you know, if you're in favor of biblical marriage, if you are in favor of a pro-life, I mean, there are a number of hot button issues that, you know, if they're tracking your social media posts, you know, who you talk to, your entire network of people, they can identify you as somebody that they consider to be not going along with the narrative. And by the way, you know, part of like we mentioned, you and I have both had the coronavirus. Okay, we're immune, and people who've had COVID, who have the vaccine, I read somewhere that they have a higher incident of adverse events. I mean, there are people with autoimmune diseases. There are all kinds of reasons not to be vaccinated. But you know, somebody was saying to me, and I agree with this: that anybody who's over the age of 50, God forbid, over the age of 65, who's not been vaccinated. It could be identified by, you know, people on the left as not going along with the official narrative, and you can become a target just by the fact that you're not vaccinated because you're considered to be a resistor of some sort.
Right. Well, Reg, as you said before, I mean, it's not enough anymore for the technocrats to cancel you and to deplatform you. Now it's got to be a full court press to control you. And, you know, and how far away are we from doing like China does? And, you know, we'll put you in an indoctrination camp. I mean, in a sense, this is kind of happening. I mean, we kind of laugh about it, but this, in a sense, is happening. And we were talking earlier with Dr. Paul Gengor that, you know, we've got political prisoners in prison. D.C. Jail is one of the worst. And we've got, I think it's about 100 there that are, you know, from the January 6th alleged insurrection that took place at the Capitol building, and some are being held in solitary confinement. I mean, an insurrection compared to 8 months of the Summer of Love and $4 billion worth of destruction, it just doesn't pass the big whoop test. And of course, Nancy Pelosi says, "Whoa, it's so important that we have to have a committee on that." Well, how about having a committee hearing and do an investigation on what happened on November the 3rd? To me, I think that's more important than, you know, to me, by comparison, a minor skirmish. And in a lot of ways, you know, some misunderstanding as to what took place in the Capitol building, especially when you had Capitol police officers inviting people to come in, and you see the video,
yeah.
And it was like they were on an independent tour of the Capitol building. I mean, they were even walking within the stanchions. You didn't see stanchions flying. You didn't see monuments being pulled to the ground or anything like that. It was just like, hey, okay, this is my place. This is what my taxes pay for. I'm, you know, kind of checking this out by invitation of the Capitol Police. But, you know, that narrative and that part of the truth doesn't, you know, it doesn't fit the agenda right now.
Right. I mean, I think it was a very confusing situation. I mean, I saw the video of the Capitol Police waving people in, and I can imagine people thinking, you know, I don't understand what's going on, but I guess I'm being invited in. And then they end up in solitary confinement. So anyway, I mean, but the thing is, what can people do to stop these vaccine passports? I just think that I want to mention our website.
Yes, please.
It's stopvaxpassports.org. Stopvaxpassports.org. Okay? And on that website, you can sign a petition to stop the vaccine passports. This is not stopping the vaccine. It's just stopping this digital passport. And also, there's a fantastic webinar. So July 1st was the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese Communist Party. Okay? So we launched this the Stop Vax Passports initiative just on July 1st, just last Thursday. So please sign our petition to stop Vax Passports, but also watch the webinar because it is the authoritative webinar. You will learn everything you want to know about vaccine passports on that webinar. It's outstanding. So I just beg you to watch it.
Yeah, please. And we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Reggie, who created this technology? Is this something from Microsoft? And they initiated the platform with the communist Chinese. Is that how it's, you know, coming into the country? Because, you know, again, we hear China and how its tentacles are influencing, you know, just every country in the world. And here in America, you know, whether it's our educational system, our technology and other things, you know, like this, like these vaccine passports. Wow. I mean, the warning signals are right in front of us. I mean, who created this technology? Do you know?
Well, see, this is the thing. I don't think that there's any one company that created a technology. So, and also, the federal government has said that they are not going to institute vaccine passports, but they have allowed states to do it. Every state has a different platform that they're using. And so what Jay Valentine was saying is, we are being tracked in just about everything we do. So, for example, if you go to the grocery store and you buy a certain kind of dishwashing soap, you know, you will get a coupon for a competing soap because they're tracking the soap that you're using, and so the competitors are trying to give you a coupon to advertise themselves. I mean, everything you do, everywhere you go, it's all being tracked. The danger of the vaccine passport is that it's all being aggregated.
Yes.
And used to identify and could be used to identify people that don't go along with that whatever narrative is in power at the moment. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then how far away are we from bots coming into play that predict your next move, Reggie?
Well, that's the thing. And that's very Chinese Communist Party. It's like they will arrest people. Not because of a crime that they've committed, but because they're the kind of person that would be inclined to commit a crime. So what they say is, why should we wait for the crime to happen? Why don't we arrest them now to prevent it from happening? That is so George Orwell 1984, and it's truly frightening. And yes, I could see evil people getting a hold of this and saying, well, look, you know, this is the kind of person who, you know, she's pro-life, she's pro-traditional family, she hasn't had the vaccine, she listens to Bill Martin Martinez.
That's right. I'm such a troublemaker. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, she's likely to, you know, maybe be somebody who prays in front of an abortion clinic, and that's a crime, so we're going to arrest her, you know?
Yes, right, yeah.
So, yeah, we need to stop this. So go to stopvaxpassports.org.
Well, Reggie, I cannot thank you enough for the great work you're doing here and bringing the truth to the people. Look at We the People. This is what We the People looks like. It means that we have to activate, because if we're not activated, then forget about the whole idea of We the People. We're just passive, and then we just become We the Sheeple. And that's not what we want for ourselves or for our kids or the generations coming forward, that hopefully they would enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and the American dream. Reggie Littlejohn, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. Have a great day, Reggie.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with